currently 76 degrees. Our high today will be 91, steamy and possibly damp in spots, with showers and a bit of thunderstorms possible through the day today. Partly cloudy and 75 tonight. The Kansas Soil Health Alliance is coming to Lyon County here very soon to talk about an upcoming agriculture workshop. Through the Health Alliance is coordinator Jennifer Simmelink here on the KVUE 805 newscast today. Jennifer, how are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Nice to join you. I'm doing well.
Glad to have you on. Before we start talking about the Managing Sediment Loss workshop, which is coming up here within the next 10 days, this is really serving for a lot of us as an introduction to the Kansas Soil Health Alliance and the work that you do. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the Alliance and really some of the different things that you're really working towards.
Absolutely. I'd love to share that. So the Kansas Soil Health Alliance is a nonprofit organization that's farmer and rancher-led, with the mission of improving and protecting Kansas soils through that farmer and rancher-led education and resources. We've been around for about 4 years now, so we're relatively new as an organization, but been able to do some great things. And among those we have a calendar of events on our website, kssoilhealth.org, where anything that we find within our state or our bordering states that's talking about soil health and has that education component, we consolidate all of that into one easy-to-find calendar. So our farmers, ranchers, educators, you know, anyone working in the ag space and soil space can go to that calendar and plan out the education and events. And then we're pleased to be able to offer some events ourselves, and that's what we'll be doing, coming to your area in just over a week on Monday, July 1st.
Okay. I'm looking at the website now, which is kssoilhealth.org, and it calls this a Managing Sediment Loss Through Soil Health Workshop in both Hartford and Emporia, July 1st. Let's talk about that in more detail.
Yes, absolutely. So we wanted to come, of course, we like to spread all across the state and do our events, and so we said, well, let's hit Southeast Kansas. We haven't been down here for a little while, and I work together, so I'm based out of North Central Kansas, but I have an 8-member board of directors that are spread across the state, and we do what we can to cover events, but when I'm not in place, I reach out to those who are more in the area. So reached out to some contacts and said, what should we do? Let's come down there. And it came to be the topic of the dredging of the John Redmond Reservoir that completed not too long ago, and how we could tie that into, you know, management, soil management. And that's kind of how this day came to be, where we're starting off in the morning doing some tours at the Flint Hills National Wildlife Refuge, seeing some of the impacts from that dredging project, touring around at the refuge, and then our local cause coordinator, so Kansas Alliance for Wetlands and Streams, who works in the John Redmond and the watershed, will be there to show some of the equipment that they have available. We have many great organizations in the state that all are working towards improving soil health, and some of the stuff that they have for checkout for farmers to use, a no-till drill, a roller crimper, some of those items. So being able to showcase those, sometimes we just don't know what's available to us. So doing that, and then finishing the morning with a tour of the Kevin Wellnitz farm, who's been long-term no-till, incorporating cover crops, doing all that to keep, you know, his soil in place, and as we're saying, managing that sediment loss. So hopefully not too many more of our reservoirs across the state need to experience the dredging and that extensive project that took.
How significant, for folks that are not associated with agriculture directly, because I think all of us at least have an indirect connection, but how significant is the sediment loss problem now, and what are some of the different ways, aside from the dredging, that at least have come up here to maybe slow that down?
I can't speak for significance as far as the measuring the amounts and quantity. We know, like I said, we're working to slow that. For us, from our farmer's viewpoint on soil health, is anytime we can keep the soil in place and on the field, lessen that water erosion, lessen that wind erosion. The soil is what holds all of our nutrients and is the home for the soil microbiology that keeps our plants healthy and our crops healthy and, you know, improves our bottom line. So we say, you know, there's that tie-in, you know, and I know many farmers, and we all know this, that, you know, it's what we do on our fields doesn't just stop at our fields. So connecting that impact, and if we can keep more of our soil in fields and in place, then we lessen, you know, the impact on our bodies of water.
Understood. Well, again, this is coming up July 1st. How soon do people need to register here for this basically day-long slate of activities that are going to be taking place near Hartford and also in Emporia?
Mm-hmm. Perfect. We would appreciate reservations by June 24th just to help us with our meal head count, but we will accept people walking up the day of. We'll have space for all of that, and we'll just be glad for anyone who wants to come and learn more about the day.
Outstanding. Jennifer, anything else you wanted to add here for us this morning?
I think we covered it. If there's more information they want to seek out, go to that website, ksoilhealth.org. As you pointed out, we have a banner right on that homepage that'll take you straight to more information about this event, including how to register for it, and a few more details to talk about on our afternoon part of the event and some other tours and producer impact that we'll have.
Outstanding. Well, Jennifer, thanks so much. Please feel free to reach out with any other activities that you've got. We'd love to highlight those.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Jennifer Simmerlink, the coordinator of the Kansas Soil Health Alliance, joining us here to close out our 805 newscast. From here, we'll have our weather forecast and roll right into What's in Outdoors with